Your time now, 24 minutes to 11. So, we're still waiting for the police commissioner, the Western Cape Police Commissioner, but apparently the National Police Commissioner walked into the meeting with her, and now she's busy with that. As soon as we get the Western Cape Police Commissioner, we have the questions. I will cut whatever else I'm going to be supposed to be talking about at that particular time, and we'll have a very good chat to the new police commissioner. But it's always good to talk about satire. And Chester Missing is that little puppet. You know who he is. But behind Chester is a man with a phenomenal brain, Conrad Koch, who popped in to say, how's it? You know, when we talk about political satire, we talk about the hilarity thereof. Of course, that's why we call it satire. But you also talk about people who do satire, but they make you think. Conrad Koch is that person.
Thanks, Kino. Always meaning. What an honor. That's a really nice thing to say.
No, that is. Because, you know, when you do stuff, you're taking the piss, there's always a message behind it. And you're back.
I am back.
This time, Chester's going to be talking to you, yes, which is why I'm talking to you. Yes. Not that I'm Chester, yeah, but we have the same cheese corp.
Same haircut.
Let's talk a little bit about you being back. You're going to be hitting the streets, so to speak, of Cape Town. Just tell us about your next your latest project.
Well, you know, I stopped focusing as much on politics and race for a while. Yes. And did a very fun show that I toured globally, did very well in Canada and Australia and so on. Mm. And I've come back and I've never done a show that focuses completely on myself and race, which a lot of people go, oh, again, really? But just what we needed, more race. But if you look at what's going on with Donald Trump blowing up brown people willy-nilly and Helen Ziller blaming everyone but herself for racism, there's a serious conversation to be had, because the problem is the conversation actually didn't happen. Yeah. As Chester says in the show, we had it like when you ask someone how they are, but you're not listening. So, how are you? I'm fine, and you? I'm fine, and you? Oh, crap. You know, so this show goes, hey, what, you know, let's deal with the disinformation. Obviously, I have a master's degree in social anthropology. I've been dealing in this issue for generations, well, for years. And I got that award when we had the Steve Hoffman trial. I got an award from Ahmed Kotrada for fighting racism. And correct, the truth is, I still do racist things. I don't think I'm above being racist.
What do you do that's racist?
You know, it's my wife's of color, so it's got to do with assumptions. It's got to do with not speaking up when I see something problematic happen. Ah. It's got to do with thinking I have more license than I have. It's quite a particular sort of racism, but it's definitely racism. Mm. So my belief in this is this. If we want to fix South Africa and come together as people, start with yourself. Don't point fingers at everybody. Don't go, it's those people, it's the Indian people, it's the black people, it's the ANC. Start with yourself. And if you start with yourself, we can all learn from that. And the problem with racism is we define racism as what we're not. Yeah. So we go, I'm not racist. Racists are old. Racists wear khaki, or the new version of khaki, K-Way. You know, we never go, but we think racists are bad, and the truth is most nice people do. It's impossible to grow up in South Africa and not learn a little bit of racism. So the show's a really fun, silly way of dealing with that. Chester has a speech on racism, but instead of doing the speech, he needs to ask if the hand in his what is racist, because you can't be a racist telling people how to not be racist, because that's Helen Ziller's career plan.
Oh, my word.
That's
is this
the show.
Is this the very first time that you're going to be doing this show?
Yes, it is. It is. I'm doing it at the old Alexander Bar from Friday night, which is on the corner of, I think it's Strand and Bree, or Loop, Strand Loop, and it's just a week run right now as I build it. I'm doing it at Kino. This is what I've had a great time. Been doing bits of the show at a variety of schools, because my belief is younger South Africans are ready to talk about change, talk about dealing with the past in a healthy way, realize that a white person acknowledging apartheid benefited me doesn't mean you're being blamed for apartheid, because you didn't create apartheid. You didn't take the land, but it did help your life in certain significant ways. And obviously, it's varied for people. It's not the same across the board. And just acknowledging that as a white person makes it much easier to deal with us. It makes the conversation smoother. It's not about blaming or demonizing white people. It's just about acknowledging it. So what I'm inviting, if you've got a white friend who thinks it's okay to mock your accent or does that kind of risque joke and doesn't realize, you know, it's actually a bit problematic. And if you could just learn not to do that, we could all get along better. And of course, there are people of color who, you know, Mzwalele Mani thinks there are too many colored people living in Cape Town. So, you know, we can all learn, but I'm starting with myself. So it's more about me as a white person. I talk about, I went to Bishops, man. So you can imagine the amount of privilege.
Bishops,
I have to,
master's degree in anthropology. The privilege.
So my invitation is come to the show. You book it. It's the Alexander Bar is changing its name, like everything in South Africa. It's now called the Courtyard Playhouse. And the website is courtyardplayhouse-ct.com. Book there. But if you're a school or a college or a university or a business that wants to think harder about racism, this show is it's literally a master's degree in anthropology disguised as jokes. So it's really fun. You won't realize you're learning something, but it's really fun. And I'm inviting people. You can go to my website, conradkoch.co.za, for that. But
definitely.
Because we need to have a conversation, Kino. The one that isn't finger pointing and one that doesn't make people feel alienated, but does firmly deal with
difficult to do that, right? I mean, you know, give it the context within which we live, and it's all about finger pointing at the moment. It's all over the place, right? From all sides too. It's not just one side to blame. You can't point your finger at one side. So let's talk a little bit about the tool, and you're going to be using humor, obviously, but give us a little bit more detail about the tool that you're going to use to get this message across.
The thing about satire is it's all about irreverence.
Yes.
It's all about speaking what we call speaking truth to power.
Yes.
So, if we laugh, say, for example, in radio, we've got ads that go, if you listen to most radio ads, the ad goes, there's a Model C / English / middle class sounding voice saying the
like
clever
mine.
Stuff. Yeah, like your voice, exactly. Yeah. Saying the clever stuff. And then there's a quirky accent of someone more working class of color saying something funny or being ridiculous. And we laugh at that. And then the clever one. And that it's just, you know, how many CEOs sound like Gachis? Because Gachis would make the best CEO. SA would still be running if we had a Gachi in charge. You know how many people would get into that plane? You'd have to collect the money yourself. But so satire is about playing with that. It's about subversively dealing with that. So Chester tries to make me sing the national anthem. He asks me, how many South Africans in Cape Town speak an African language? But we call ourselves African. In fact, let's go one step. If you're listening right now, and I mean this with total humor, how many of us can name the languages? The 11 languages. Just name the languages. We go English, Afrikaans. We always do that. Xhosa, we call it a god stature. Xhosa, Sotho, Zulu, Tswana. And now most people think Mendoza's next. He's not a language.
You can actually call in, by the way. I mean, so Conrad's using it. He's using humor. He's raising this issue of race. He's doing it, I think, in the correct context. It's not about shaming people and making people feel bad. It's about, hey, we all come from a particular context, and we need to be aware of that context, because that context and understanding that particular context informs how we live in the here and the now and how we make our judgments.
That's exactly what the show's about, Kino. That's summed up. So you should be Chester. I'm joking.
You can hand me your master's in anthropology.
You can have it.
I'd be happy with that.
It's worth nothing. Helen will tell you.
So if you'd like to call in, you certainly can. Number to dial 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp, as I say this in my Model C accent, 072-567-1567 if you'd like to send a WhatsApp voice note on that. You said you presented this to young people. What was the response? And if we had to juxtapose the response from the young people and the adults who heard that this was going to happen.
Well, I did this. I've done this show at a variety of schools, quite wealthy schools so far. I work with a guy called Dylan Ray, who works with Prof Janssen, doing interventions in education, where they do proper interventions. And I'm like a way to softly let you understand the larger issues. So it's got a serious side, but it's very fun, of course. So what I'm finding is, because of what's been going down as far as gender violence and the conversation on gender in South Africa, I think a lot more younger white kids, and then kids of color, of course, are generally already on board. But the people are keen to deal with the past in a healthy way. And people are deal to deal with how, as you just said, context, the past influences your presence. I don't have to pay for my education as much. My parents aren't broke because of apartheid, so I don't have to pay for their retirement. So those factors influence my life. And these young people are very keen to hear. Sometimes, and the same happened in Germany, not that Holocaust and apartheid are the same, but after the Second World War, it took a generation for the Germans to be ready, let's deal with this. And then their younger Germans really did. And I'm finding younger South Africans are keen to say, let's have a serious conversation. Now that gets stigmatized as, oh, you're all woke. But generally, people don't understand that the idea of just being self-aware and being humble about your place in society, as all of us, and taking on what's gone on here, doesn't mean that you have to be an a-hole. So we have this joyful, friendly conversation. And I say that cautiously because when I have a lot of people of color, activist type people, sometimes be angry with me for talking on race as a white guy. And I totally understand. Well,
I'm sort of screwing my eyes here, and I'm wondering why.
Well, you gotta, it's just a subtle balance. Mm. I understand it, of course. When I talk about race, I got an award from Katrada, Honorary Katrada Fighting Racism. But you get privilege when you get an award. So you get privilege from talking about privilege. Mm. But the show is about that. So I try to subvert it and acknowledge it, and then know, well, if you deal with your stuff, I'm less worried about when someone accuses me of racism because I understand the parameters. I understand, yeah, that's fair comments. And then I'm humble enough to not think I'm above this racism conversation. And I'm just saying, hey, what if we all did that? Of course, if this is sounding really serious, it's all jokes. It's just jokes, jokes.
But I think what we're bringing out here is the underlying message, right? So you're going to go there, you're going to crack up laughing, you're going to have a jaw, but when you walk out there, I think you'll be more self-aware. But this is not just a thing for white people to attend, right?
Of course not. No.
This is not a coaching session for white people to understand your place in society.
No, yeah. Sit down, white people. Not allowed to say anything. No, not at all. Not at all. No, this is, I've been doing bits of the show all over and everyone's enjoying it because this is a conversation that applies to all of us. And, I know the people of color, if you go to, quote, colored families, often, the older grandpa is fine saying the K word, and it's a bit weird about, the darker you are, these issues.
Yes.
Black families, those colored people, so it's just, I'm not, so what, it's not my, I, what, my principle is this: if you point fingers and you claim you're better than people, you just alienate everybody. So what I'm trying to do is I start with myself. I've got this situation where someone asked my wife, who gave you permission to cross the color line? It's about our sort of mixed race relationship. Ugh. And she was the only white person, the only person of color at this braai. And I didn't say anything because I thought it was just a joke. But I could see it was awkward, but I didn't want to make a scene. And how me deciding not to say something had an impact for my wife.
Yes.
And it's not about blame or hatred, it's about understanding, I've really worked to make that the principle of the show, and it's been crazy fun because, of course, in Chester, I have the perfect foil. He's me nailing myself, and it's absolute pandemonium. It's just pandemonium from start to finish. I remember in the mid-80s, my mother saying to me, Conrad, thank your lucky stars you weren't born black in South Africa. Because of what was going on at the time, and dealing with that, and what does that mean? And but then Chester like goes, yeah, your mother was a Nazi.
No,
too much fun.
Let's talk about you.
Yeah,
right. Where does an oak with a master's from Bishops? I'm gonna milk this one.
I know.
Privilege. How do you become so woke? Is it because of your parents?
I'm very needy, Kino. No,
is it because of your parents or is it the anthropological studies that actually got you more aware and changed your thinking? Where did that journey start with you?
That's a great question. The thing is that I grew up in Rondebosch. I went to Rondebosch Boys Prep and Bishops.
Yeah.
My mother was broke, but white broke.
Mm.
My dad did well, as even he did very well. So I also got bullied a lot as a kid. So I did magic and I'm a bit weird. I play with puppets for a living. I mean, you have to think hard to realize how weird I am. But it's also very privileged to be able, I'm going to play with dolls for the rest of my life. You know, can you imagine a kid in Grassy Park in the 80s telling his parents, I'm going to play with dolls, mummy. Really, are you? But the awareness of what it was like to be an outsider influenced me. And then studying anthropology, I was always interested in human sciences and psychology at UCT. It was at the time of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. So I met people who were tortured during apartheid. I met people who went through incredible amounts of pain. When I used to go water skiing near Worcester, near Rawsonville, there's a dam there. Yep. And we used to go water skiing there. And then I met a guy who was tortured at that dam. Oh, so geez. The relative perspective of what my life has been came home very hard. I think anthropology really pushed that in. And then with the masters was in corporate anthropology. Mm-hmm. So how people of color often change their accents when they arrive at a work institution, or who has access, you know, 7 out of 10 senior managers are still white in South Africa. And this isn't like you're bad, but just that has implications if you're going to fit in with that crowd, the crowd I grew up with, because I'm from Bishops. So it's just about a slow tack to the left as I learned what had gone on in this country.
Wonderful. You made many enemies?
No one dislikes me. Steve Hoffmeyer, I'm joking.
We'll talk about that Steve Hoffmeyer trial. That'll be next. Red Koch, your guest. He went to Bishops. He's got a master's.
We all have burdens to bear.
He's doing a new show. It's wonderful. It's going to make all of us think, actually. It's not just for white people to go and sit
down. Absolutely not.
All right. I think it's important to have this conversation about race. What's it called again?
How to End Racism by Chester Missing. Chester Missing never actually gets to do the talk.
What
to
is
tell the
Chester
truth.
Missing, by the way?
What's it? Well, now he's white. He was brown. We talk about the trial with Steve Hoffmeyer where you were so influential when we put it out there, and that snowballed into the actual trial. Actually, that radio interview is where it snowballed. But you know, the question of how none of us think we're racist. I have an award from Ahmed Kutra. I went to court fighting racism, and I'm still racist. So surely we all have to think about this. So that it's just a grills me on this. He doesn't let me off at all. So what makes it fun is that because you're laughing at me, nobody feels, you know, there's no, it's all in good.
Well, it's better than, I must be honest with you, I get a little sick and tired when I switch on TV and I have all these serious documentaries and they keep flowing about apartheid.
The pain, there is pain, but joy is the way through the pain for many people.
And it's really about the tool you use to get the message across.
Yeah.
If you can still make people feel that they're part of a particular country, they need to be part of a solution, they still have a smile on their faces or their collective face at the end of a thing while having done some serious introspection, then you win. Because
that's what satire is.
Yeah.
That's what satire is.
Because you're not – and what I find is trying to shame people does not get them to change their ways. It allows them to go into a little box – and allows them to emulate Eugene de Blanche.
Yes.
Like Steve Hoffmeyer. And, you know, and then they're in their own little world. But if you take them on their journey and you use a bit of the satire, you get them to think about it. And tomorrow when they're in that room and someone makes a comment and they understand the context and they now no longer laugh and maybe make a bit of a comment about it, then that's when the change actually starts.
That's what I think. It's one step at a time. You know what it's like? This is it just explains in the show. It's like being born a white South African, because I talk about myself, but racism in general is something you learn from society. You learn from your parents. You learn from the people around you. We copy people. That's how we learn to be people. That's what socialization is. Yeah. So we couldn't have not learned a little bit of racism. But the thing is that racism isn't actually your fault. And this is really crazy. Apartheid privilege, for example, isn't our fault as white people. I didn't decide to be born white. I didn't decide on the life I lived. So it's a bit like when you see it in Canal Walk and you see a kid wearing Crocs. It's shameful. They're wearing Tupperware on their feet. Those Crocs are not – it's completely – those Crocs are not that kid's fault. Its parents made them wear Crocs. We are only judging you if you decide to keep wearing Crocs. Croc people, you've been warned.
Have you ever sat down and had a discussion with Helen Ziller?
In bits here and there, and I've actually just offered to have a more in-depth one because I think she really could learn, and she believes that because she did good things in the past, that means she's not racist now. But that's not how racism works. Racism is like farting. If you fart now, you can't go, but I held a lot of farts in the past. You know, I sprayed air freshener all through the 70s. No, you farted now. Deal with that. So it's just, you know, it's at idea if we, if, but that starts with kindness and you were all, see, Khaleesi, see, you know, we are, if we work together as a country, we can achieve anything.
Would you be keen to have a nice half an hour with yourself, Chester and Helen Ziller on this show?
That I'm not sure that the willingness. I've interviewed Helen Ziller loads, and I actually really like her as a person. But I think she has some serious racial issues she has not dealt with. She's racist in ways she.
Do you want to say that to her on the show? Answer my question.
I will say to her. But the problem is that I don't think it'll go anywhere. And I try to do things that go somewhere because I'm after this trial with Steve. My street address was put online. We proper got threatened. I mean, she attacked me in their own DA newsletter once. So I try to keep myself to productive means.
I think what we do, if we do a show where we keep it productive, we don't allow any bullying of any sort. Yeah. And we have, everybody has an opportunity to say something. People will then be left with the balance of, Let's look at that.
Yeah, definitely.
It'll be the first time.
Definitely.
But I think it'll be fun.
Definitely.
I'll have a word with her.
Definitely.
I'll give her a call. I go, listen, your friend Chess.
Chester, let's talk about race. But you know, Keena, I think this show is being built now. If you want to see what we're talking about, the tickets are almost sold out, but there are tickets for in the midweek next week.
Right.
It's at the Courtyard Playhouse, which is the old Alexander Bar. The great people have taken it over. It's courtyardplayhouse-ct.com. And if you're a school or a college or institution, we're really keen. If you can convince me you're worthwhile, I'll do the show for free for you. I want people to hear it. It's something South Africans haven't dealt with. The curriculum doesn't teach kids. This is what apartheid did in a healthy, complex way. So just email me on my website. It's conradkoch.com.
.co.za. Yeah, don't get your own website wrong.
Yeah. That's it.
You better go and find the .com as well.
Someone stole it. Some Chinese people
Corey,
stole
what
it.
What a blinking pleasure, man. Thank you
Thanks,
for coming
Kino.
In. And by
really
the time I'm done with you and Helen, you both are going to do. You two are going to do shows.
Let's do it.
You're going to do shows together at the Baxter.
Yeah, we're doing workshops.